খণ্ড খণ্ড হয়ে দেহ যায় যদি প্রাণ, তবু আমি বদনে না ছাড়ি হরি নাম। These are words recorded in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. These are words of Srila Haridas Thakur, the great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Lord Krishna, who was named by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Namacharya, as the topmost, most authorized exponent of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he is Krishna, he came from the spiritual world to preach to the fallen people of Kali Yuga, that's you, me, and everyone else, with very few exceptions. We're all fallen into this material world. Anadi karma phale pari bhavanava jale. We're all, since time immemorial, fallen in this ocean of material existence. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to lift us out of this ocean of nescience. And the prime means he gave for doing so was by chanting the holy names. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyair Sankirtana Prayair Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. Krishna Varnam. He's always emanate from, he's always saying these syllables, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He is Krishna, but he's not Krishna. It means he's Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he doesn't look like Krishna. He's not blackish like Krishna. He's accompanied by all his great devotees and associates, and he is worshipped in Kali Yuga by the process he inaugurated of chanting the holy names of Krishna, and intelligent people will take advantage of that. Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sankirtan Jagge Tare Bhaje Shedhanna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Sankirtan movement of chanting the holy names, and whoever worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting the holy names of Krishna is glorious and fortunate and blessed. So this is the main thrust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, of his method for deliverance, chanting the holy names of Krishna. And he especially exemplified that through Srila Haridas Thakur. He himself chanted, danced with all his devotees. He spread the chanting of the holy names all over India. Later, some 500 years later, he spread the chanting of the holy names all over the world by the agency of His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose mercy, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are all today, so many of us have the great fortune to join in the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this, he taught it, his devotees did it throughout years. So many devotees are doing it generation after generation. And the person who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a special importance to as the prime teacher and exemplar of chanting the holy names is Srila Haridas Thakur, who he named as the Namacharya, the teacher who teaches the process of chanting the holy names of Krishna. Not only the process, but the superiority of the process of chanting Hare Krishna over all other spiritual processes, especially in this Kali Yuga. And of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself taught all these things, but he acts through his devotees also. So this statement, which I started this talk with, let's get back to again. Khanda khanda hoy deho jai jodi pran, tobu ami badane na chari harinam. Hariharsh Thakur said, if my body is beaten to pieces, still I won't give up chanting. This is determination in devotional service. Determination is required. One of the prime qualities for necessary qualities for advancing in devotional service. Rupa Goswami enumerates the first three as utsaha nischaya dharyat. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Nischaya means conviction. Srila Prabhupada has translated it as determination. Determination to be fixed on a particular course. That comes from the conviction that I must do this, I'm going to do this, and patience, dharya. So determination is required. Satatam kirtayantomang yatantascha dhridavrataha. Lord Krishna describes in Bhagavad Gita the mahatmas, the great souls, who are sheltered under his internal potency, who, although living in this world, the external material world, in the shelter of Krishna's internal potency, they're in the spiritual energy. How do they connect with that spiritual energy? How do they come in the shelter of that spiritual energy? They do so by always glorifying Krishna. Satatam kirtayanto mang yatantastra dhriravrata. And they're endeavoring with dhrirata, with determination. So this determination is required in devotional service, and the exemplar of that is Hariharsh Thakur in chanting the holy names. He vowed and actually carried it out throughout his life to chant daily 3 lakhs of the holy name. 3 lakhs, that means conventionally, 3 times 64 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's one time chanting. Then we have 108 beads, and in one, what we call one round or one mala. So when we chant 108 times, that's one round. One mala is complete. And 64 malas is approximated as 1 lakh of the holy names. And Hariharsh Thakur would chant 3 times 64 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day. That's 108 times 64 times 3. It's a lot of chanting. So he was following that vow. And it so happened that Hariharsh Thakur appeared in a Muslim family. We don't usually say for a Vaishnav he was born or he died. We may say so conventionally, but the birth of a Vaishnava is not like that of an ordinary person, because he comes to this world on we're talking here about the topmost transcendentalists who come from the spiritual world, or who descend maybe even from higher planets. Hariharsh Thakur is understood to be Lord Brahma, the great devotee of Lord Krishna, who's the head of our sampradaya. So he descended into this world. Hariharsh Thakur also embodies the forbearance of Prahlad. So we don't say he's born. If we say he's born, then we say, well, I was born, he was born, and yeah, we're all the same. No. We should never think of the great Vaishnavas as ordinary people. They're extraordinary. Although in many ways they may appear ordinary. And from the Hindu caste system, someone who's born in a Muslim family, they're not extraordinary. They're not even ordinary. They're subordinary. They're considered less than civilized human beings, because anyway, you can understand from the Hindu perspective, because they eat cow's flesh, and it's a long history, not such a nice history. So Harihar Thakur was considered to be from not even the lowest strata of society, but even below the lowest strata of society. Again, they're speaking from the traditional Orthodox Hindu caste system. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not concerned with the traditional Orthodox Hindu caste system. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was concerned with giving everyone pure love of Krishna, knowing that every living being is by nature a pure devotee of Krishna. Every living being is by nature pure. In this material world, we take birth according to our previous activities. So if we were pious in previous lives, we may get born in a high-class family, especially those who have executed yoga. They will be... Yoga here doesn't necessarily mean all the different kinds of distortions of the body. But yoga, the spiritual science, as Krishna speaks in Bhagavad Gita, evam para param proktam. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavana hamavyayam. Krishna says, we find at the beginning of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna, I spoke this science of yoga long ago to the sun god. So what does it mean? He went to the sun planet and taught Vivasvan, the sun god, how to do Surya Namaskar. No. He taught him the science of linking with the Supreme. So this yoga process for linking with the Supreme that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by chanting the holy names of Krishna, that is directly bhakti yoga. That is the direct process of linking with the Supreme and direct process of overcoming all inebrieties. Srila Prabhupada used to use that word. We're all intoxicated within this material condition. Of overcoming the so-called piety and impiety of this material world and directly linking with Krishna. Anartho pashamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhokshaje. We directly link with Krishna by the process of bhakti yoga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give to the people of Kali Yuga who have far, far fallen from the Vedic process, to give them direct linking with Krishna. And this is possible particularly by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this, and he demonstrated through the person of Harihar Thakur. Harihar Thakur was, he not that he thought, well, okay, now I have to demonstrate what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, but he was naturally attracted to, attached to chanting the holy names of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made this available to everyone. He didn't say that you have to be born in a high-class Hindu family, or you have to be very learned in scriptures, any such thing. No, this available to everyone, and everyone should chant the holy names of Krishna. And Harihar Thakur did that. It is natural that someone who preaches love of God in this world of people have turned away from God, that even though they are kind to everyone by giving them this knowledge of Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, that the very people they want to benefit become their enemies. We're in the world of rejection of Krishna. Krishna bahirmukh hoya bhagavan chakare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. Forgetting Krishna, we came to this material world and we got captured by illusion, desiring to enjoy in this material world. So people who try to preach the glories of Krishna consciousness, they will arouse the ire of persons who very strongly don't want to go to Krishna, the very name of Krishna, which Haridas Thakur continuously emanated from his mouth. They don't want to hear it. And it so happened that so-called some among the high-class Hindus, they opposed Haridas Thakur. Many appreciated, but many opposed also, saying that how can this low-class person chant the name of Krishna? What is all this chanting? What is this? We don't find anything in scripture. All the scriptures tell us to chant Hare Krishna, but people who are blinded by the idea of wealth and prestige, they can't understand all these things. They don't want to understand. And so they opposed and they said, what is this you're preaching, that by chanting the holy name, you, even by nama bhas, even by inconsummate or imperfect chanting of the holy names of Krishna, that one can achieve liberation, that liberation which is achieved with great difficulty, and you're saying very easy, as a byproduct of chanting the holy name. So all these discussions are there given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat is described in detail how Haridas Thakur aroused the ire of Muslims. How did he do that? By chanting the holy names. He didn't go to them and say, hey, we don't like Muslims, we're Hindus. He didn't do anything such thing like that. He didn't say, now you all have to convert. Nothing like that. He just lived and preached the glories of the holy name. But the Muslims who were ruling in that area of Bengal at the time, they didn't like it. He was arrested for the crime of chanting Hare Krishna. And he was brought before the Qazi, the local Muslim ruler, the magistrate, a local ruler and magistrate. He said, hey, come on, look, you were born in a good Muslim family. And what's all this Hindu chanting you're doing? And of course, Haridas Thakur, he's chanting the name of Krishna. He's in love with Krishna. He's in love with Krishna, therefore he chants the holy name. He doesn't think I've become a Hindu. He didn't think any such thing. He was enacting the soul's natural propensity to love Krishna. But for the sake of conventional understanding, he replied, he said that, well, you see, so many Hindus convert to Muslims, so what does it matter if one Muslim starts chanting like a Hindu? They didn't like it at all. So they told, the Qazi told his wardens, okay, take him and beat him in 22 marketplaces. That means if you beat someone with canes, the idea is that, well, you're going to die. You're going to kill him. It's a execution order. Then why 22 marketplaces? Maybe he'll survive in one. Maybe even he'll still be alive after being beaten in 2 marketplaces, but surely after 3 or maximum 4, he's going to be dead. But take him anyway, even when he's dead, and keep on beating him so that everyone will be warned. Especially the Muslims will be warned, don't you chant Hare Krishna. This is what will happen to you if you do so. And it was also a possibility for Haridas to say, oh, you're going to beat me to death. Okay, I'll stop chanting Hare Krishna. He said, no. He said, if you beat me so badly that my whole body is broken into pieces, still I won't stop emanating the names of Krishna from my mouth. Now you may say, well, how is that possible? If someone's dead, how are they going to go on chanting? Well, one thing is, Haridas Thakur, he, by being a pure devotee of Krishna, he has all the mystic potencies and he doesn't have to die if he doesn't want to. Krishna may give that gift to him. That gift of mystic power. But even more so, Haridas Thakur's chanting is not exactly enacted from the lung box, the vocal cords, the mouth, the tongue, the lips. It's not exactly the physical mechanism by which he's chanting, but it's his eternal spiritual function. He's fully realized his spiritual function. So even if the body is superficially killed, he's not going to stop chanting. He's chanting fully on the spiritual platform. And if there's some show of his body being killed, he'll continue to chant. A pure devotee of Krishna goes on chanting in life or death. Radha Krishna Pranamo Jugala Kisho Jibane Marane Gati Arnahimo. For a devotee who has decided or is completely in love with Radha and Krishna, it's not just something which he does in this life, but it's life, death, these things. He may not even notice that he's dying because he never really lived in that body. He's always living with Radha and Krishna. He has nothing else. So this is chanting Hare Krishna on the fully spiritual platform. So what happened? They took him and beating, went to one marketplace. And what's he doing, Haridas Thakur? Chanting Hare Krishna. What else will he do? If you take him to heaven, he'll chant Hare Krishna. All the apsaras are there. Come and enjoy with us. He won't even notice them. Now, twice the Haridas Thakur, that happened. One time, a prostitute was sent to seduce him to show that actually this, who is this saint? We'll show he's just an ordinary person. But instead of breaking his vow to chant Hare Krishna, the prostitute became purified by hearing the names of Krishna from the mouth of that great devotee. And she also became renounced. She renounced her prostitution and she followed in the footsteps of Haridas by just chanting. She took up the life of devotion. Another time, Maya herself, the personified material energy by whom all the universes are put into illusion, she came personally to test Haridas Thakur and tried to seduce him with feminine charms. And Haridas Thakur just went on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is pure devotion at the highest level. So Haridas Thakur beaten in one marketplace, just going on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And he was just peaceful, and the thugs, or not exactly thugs, but the wardens who were sent, they were working hard, beating, dragging him. Then to another marketplace. And he's still alive, still chanting, still not looking in the slightest bit disturbed. A third marketplace, a fourth marketplace, and they're getting tired. And Haridas Thakur is not getting tired. He's just gone chanting. And at some point they said, hey, look, if you don't die, we're going to get in trouble. Could you just please die? We've been given the task to kill you. If we don't kill you, then we'll be killed. Oh, Haridas Thakur said, oh, you're going to die. Oh, okay, all right. And he pretended to be dead. And they brought in front of the Kazi and said, he's dead. Okay, very good. Throw his body in the Ganga. Why should they throw the body in the Ganga? Hindus, if the body is thrown in the Ganga when they die, think, oh, great, wonderful. That's very good. Then I'll be liberated. If my body, whatever I did in my life, bad, whatever, doesn't matter, I'll be liberated if my body is cast in the Ganga. Of course, now the highly enlightened government of India has made that illegal, but that used to be a standard way, especially sadhus, they would have their body, they would say, when I die, when I leave this body, put my body in the Yamuna, Ganga, like this. Anyway, but the Muslims, they wanted his body thrown in the Ganga because whatever they think is opposite. So they think, if the Hindus think it's very pious to have the body thrown in the Ganga, that must be the worst possible thing. And you must go to hell because whatever the Hindus think is good, they think is bad. If the Hindus in Bengal, they have the banana leaf. When they eat from the banana leaf, they have it around one way. The Muslims will have it around the other way. Everything they'll do opposite. So they thought, throw his body in the Ganga, and this way there's no way that he will get the destination of a pious Muslim to go to Jannat and enjoy so many virgins and so on, which of course Haridash Thakur wasn't interested in. So Haridash Thakur, floating down the Ganga, said, now I can chant Hare Krishna loudly again, because I don't have to pretend to be dead. And he came up after some time and just went on chanting. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he met Haridas Thakur, this is much later time, he said, you know, Haridas, when you were beaten in those marketplaces, you didn't feel anything, right? You didn't feel anything. And there were no marks on your back, nothing. How is that? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed marks on his own back. He said, I took that on my back because I didn't want to see my devotee hurt or suffering. Haridas Thakur, what determination. We can learn determination. So many things we can learn. We can learn determination. We don't have the determination even to chant 64 rounds. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Kobe hobe bolo shede nama. Amar aparadha kuchi shudha nama ruchi. Kripa bale hobe hridaye shancha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who himself, we can understand from his many, many songs, is fully in love with the holy names of Krishna. To teach us, he prays, oh, when will I get such mercy? When will that day be that I'm giving up all offenses to the holy name, that I will have such feeling for the holy name? Srila Prabhupada kindly gave us, you chant 16 rounds, no less than 16 rounds every day. But that determination to go on in our devotional service, despite all obstacles, impediments, there may be doubts, there may be sickness, there may be the temptations of wealth, it may happen to a few of us, with that determination to go on. How can we get, remember Haridas Thakur, remember how he was offered the greatest possible material delight of sexual union with the material energy personified. That means more beautiful than all the Miss Universes put together. He was not in the slightest bit interested. So this kind of determination in devotional service, we have to pray to Haridas Thakur, follow his example, pray. It's highly unlikely we'll get tested to the degree that Haridas Thakur was tested, but we're all tested. At every moment, we're tested. Do we really want to love Krishna? Are we serious about it? So at least we follow our initiation vows and do so with enthusiasm, determination, and patience, and go on. And we can remember the great personalities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also recommended that Smara, Srinivas, Haridas, Murari, Mukunda, when chanting the holy names and worshipping Radha Krishna, we can remember the great personalities, the great devotees who have accompanied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and are always ready to help us on the path. We can remember Srila Prabhupada, how he, with such determination, how he went on in devotional service and how he's extending himself to us. So we're in good hands. If we go on chanting Hare Krishna, we're in good hands. We will be looked after. We have the shelter of great devotees of Krishna. It's just a well-known pastime from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that I've spoken a little bit about today. It's good to remember. Remember Krishna, remember his devotees. Pray for their mercy so that we ourselves can remain always enthusiastic, determined, patient in devotional service, and go to Krishna, go to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dande nidhaya chirna kang padiya nipatya, kritva chakaku shatam etada humbravimi. Hey sadhava, sakala eva, vihaya durat, chaitanya chandra charane, kurutanu raga. Vancha kalpa tarubhascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha.